This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome
to
the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Mike in regards to, you know, a few things, but it came up about clover, and the white clover is in the yard. Now, Mike, did you say you sprayed with Weed Beater Plus or Weed Beater Ultra?
Yes, I did.
And how long ago did you do that?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, okay. So, what I want you to do, I know it says you can wait 2 weeks to reseed, but I want you to actually do this a second time. So in 2 weeks from now, I want you to respray the lawn because you're only getting so much right now of the clover that's there. There's going to be more that comes up. And so if you prolong it just a bit, you know, the reseeding by just a bit, it'll be more beneficial for you long term than only doing it once and then not being able to do it again for months. We want to try to eradicate as much of it as possible. And by doing this twice, it would be really beneficial. What I might look at doing, so I know you said you have the Weed Beater Ultra, which kills a lot of different weeds, but I would look at using maybe the clover and oxalis killer from Bonide. So it's more specific versus a broad. Because the Weed Beater Ultra can kill up to 200 weeds, right? Whereas the chickweed, clover, and oxalis killer is more specific, right? So that's one of the reasons why I would, you know, use that over the Weed Beater Ultra on it. That being said, the Weed Beater
Ultra. What about fertilization?
So you can continue to fertilize and do the fertilizer. The nitrogen on it is going to help it because clover doesn't do well in a heavy nitrogen soil. Clover makes its own nitrogen. And so when we put too much nitrogen in there, and by too much, I mean just your regular fertilization, it helps reduce the amount of clover that's there. We also don't want to get the clover to seed. And when we're seeing flowers, that means it's not far from getting to seed. And so don't just mow over the flowers. I want you to, you know, and you just sprayed, obviously. But if it gets to the point where it's flowers again, I don't want you to mow it before spraying. I want you to spray, kill what's, you know, up above, and then once that's happened, then you can mow, because what you're doing is just spreading the seeds that are part of that flower to the rest of the lawn.
Okay. In regards to seed, have you ever heard of a company called Allen Seed Company?
I haven't specifically. I can look it up while we're talking, but
No, I just didn't know if you're in your, you know, in the course of your business, if you ever heard of it. I went to them and they made up seed specifically for the yard. regarding the conditions I have, so I'm going to be trying that as a change. I've tried Johnson's Greens, all their stuff, every which one you can think of. It's helped, don't get me wrong, but it needs more help. And
yeah,
I've
so...
been told from URI, they suggested going to them because they make up seeds specifically for people's problems. So I'm going to give this is going to be really the last shot because, you know, it's a never-ending battle, if you get my point.
No, I definitely get it. And this is the thing, like if you can get your own mix that's more beneficial for that area, I'm 100% behind it. When they make a grass seed that goes nationwide, they don't use all the high quality. They use one or two of the high quality, and then the rest is almost filler.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know, that's not everybody, but at the same time, I think when you can get your own mix made right then and there, I'm highly for it. And I looked it up online, and yeah, they will mix you some rye, some different rye, some fescue, some bluegrass, even bent grass. Now, is this the shady area that you're seeding?
Yeah, that's not exactly. I spoke to him in detail, and he gave me the mix specifically for it. So, like I say, this is the last hope. And I'm looking forward to see the results from it. So,
And one final thing there is just make sure you do that soil sample for that area alone.
So that
you can see, because you might not see everything with a sample that's all over the place, that's from three areas, where if you see this site-specific, I think you might be able to see that something might be trapped there, and we might want to actually use that Love Your Soil a third application.
Okay.
Right, at double the rate, because a third application, you can do these up to three times in one season, and sometimes it will actually really benefit you. So, you know, you're going to do it, so I know it'll help, but just that might be something good, honestly.
All right, I can do that. Thanks for your thoughts.
All right, Mike, you have a great rest of your day and have a great holiday.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And sun's coming out. It's in the 40s. It's going to be a beautiful day. Enjoy it when you can with your family, with just with each other, whichever. But it's going to be a good day. Get outside, go for a walk, enjoy the yard. Just, make sure you spend some time outside. It's a great thing to happen, especially with all the ups and downs of the weather we've been having. And the wind is something else. I don't know about you guys, but the wind has been so much around me. It's like adds that extra chill to the air. So, get out and enjoy it. Plenty of time today to do that, and just be ready for some of that snow that is possibly due in by the end of the week. The one thing to keep in mind is if you do have some of those annuals that you might have gotten from a store and you've put outside, for that snowstorm that's up and coming, maybe bring them inside if you haven't planted them yet. Protect them a little bit because they're not completely used to the elements. Some of these, are going to be fine out there. Some of these pansies will do fine, but just realize it could take a little bit for them to bounce back. So just watch for that with this upcoming week, midweek. I don't know how much we'll actually see that'll sit on the ground, but there's going to be some snowfall, and I don't want it to affect the plants that you've put out there. Even some of the ones that are really hardened off. Some of the pansies, like I said, should be fine. I think they'll be okay. It's just some of the other plants that are early annuals, some of your bulbs that you might have bought at the store for the Easter holiday and put them out on the patio, put them out on the steps. Just watch them because I don't want them to be ruined for you. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got about 45 minutes left in the show, some open phone lines. So if you have questions, feel free. And do remember, we are here every Sunday from 6 to 10. Just because there might be a little bit of a delay doesn't necessarily mean I'm not here. I'll try to give a couple weeks in advance to say, hey, I'm not going to be here. So you know, but plan on every Sunday I'm here. Every Sunday from 6 to 10 a.m. you can hear me. You can go onto our website at paulparent.com. Right on the top, it'll say listen live and podcast. Click on that. You're going to come to a screen where it's a picture of my father and I. That's where you can listen live. If you want to just listen to some of the old shows, scroll down a little bit. You'll see a picture of my father. And you'll click on the podcast and listen to the old shows. They'll both bring you to the GCN network where you can listen to us or listen to the podcast. So it's available for you. We are here every Sunday and continuing on throughout the season as we can be here on Sundays, like I said. Anyways, phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. We get back more gardening information, so stay tuned for that. We'll be back in a few.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. You know, a lot of things we can be thinking about this time of year is just getting ready to get some things done outside. You know, cleanups are okay to do, some of them, right? We want to leave the leaves. We want to leave some of that stuff there. But it's... You know, the general cleaning up some of the rocks, the twigs, the broken branches, those things. Doing a little bit of pruning here and there. You know, the dormant, you know, hydrangeas, the white hydrangeas, right? You know, those can be done this spring, right? But we're probably waiting a little bit on it. I mean, we could be pruning some of them now at this point, just because the white flowering hydrangeas will flower late in the season, and so you do not need to worry about the blossoms. They also will blossom on new wood, whereas a lot of the old style hydrangeas, the macrophylla style, except for the endless summer varieties, we want to not prune, right? So we're not pruning the endless summer style, those varieties. What we are doing is we are pruning some of the paniculata hydrangeas, a lot of the white hydrangeas. We gotta look at doing that this time of year. So think about when you can do that. Maybe it's in the next week or two, just depending upon the weather. I might wait just because of this cold snap that we're gonna have for a couple days and the rainy, snowy weather. So that could be one. But, you know, just keep your eye out on the weather, because it's not necessarily, you know, just going to get better instantly. Just because the forecast shows one thing, it might be another couple weeks before we get to the point where it is okay to do a lot of this work outside, right? We talked about roses earlier and when to prune them. Usually, you know, early in the season. But we're not pruning just yet, right? We're waiting a few more weeks because I feel as though if we prune too early, we could do some damage to them. We're probably waiting till about the 15th of April before we can prune some of those roses. It's fine today temperature wise, but that cold that's upcoming just feels as though it could do more damage than good. It seems like every week we're like, all right, this is going to be the week. And then it turns into, well, not the week. So hoping this is the last week where that happens, where it's been, you know, some issues. I'm really hoping we get a good couple weeks span so we can get back out and really get some things done in the yard and garden versus, you know, just a hurry up and wait. Because that's what it seems to be. It seems like it's a hurry up and wait type thing that I want us to be able to go out and enjoy the yard and not have to worry about, you know, waiting because we might damage something. You know, some of that pruning can be done like we talked about. We gotta just keep our eyes on the weather. If the weather is going to be bad, hold off. Hold off if you can, right? Hold off if you can on some of the heavy pruning on certain plants, right? If sucker growth dead damaged, any day. But furthermore, you know, if you can wait a little bit of time, I think you're going to be okay to wait, honestly. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. About 30 minutes left in the show, so we can answer a few phone calls. We do have a couple open lines, and if you give us a call, we'll do anything we can to help you out. Can't guarantee we'll get to all the questions if there's multiple questions, but we'll be here. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, we're going to take a break here, as always, but we will be back in a few minutes.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA News Update.
La speranza di partecipare alla sua vittoria sulla morte e di vivere con lui in Dio Padre.
Pope Francis presiding over the Easter Sunday service at the Vatican in Rome. Thousands turning out to pray in Vatican City. To Baltimore, Maryland now, where the first phase of the cleanup is underway. The FBI with a warning to anyone thinking of flying a drone over the wreckage of the collapsed bridge that they will be arrested. Crews are removing tons of metal from the water, the Navy bringing in cranes on barges. Here's Maryland Governor Democrat Wes Moore.
Even after that initial lift takes place, there still needs to be an understanding of what forms of adjustments have happened. How has lifting that one piece and begin the removal process, how does that impact the remainder of the bridge that still sits inside of the bay?
And President Biden expected to visit the site next week. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Dave is in New Hampshire.
Dave, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey. Good morning. Happy Easter.
You as well.
Last summer, I planted a half a dozen lilacs that I purchased at a nursery.
Okay.
And they seemed to thrive pretty well. But later in the fall, one of them, the leaves all started turning black and curling. And most of the leaves on that particular plant did that. And it started to happen on another one. And I looked at it carefully. I didn't see any insects or anything in it. So what do you think about that?
Now, it turned... Just the tips of them?
I would say the entire leaf.
No, I mean, I'm sorry. I should have... The tip of the plant, like the top of the plant or the inside, the whole plant?
The whole plant.
The whole plant, okay.
Yeah, but they're only like, two and a half feet tall.
Okay, and what were they again? I'm sorry.
They're lilacs.
Lilacs. And the black on it, did it wipe off or did it stay?
No. No, it curled and they sort of dried out.
Okay. And when did you plant them?
I'd say midsummer.
Okay. And when did you start seeing the black on it?
Late summer. I don't remember exactly. I would say probably September, maybe.
Okay. The reason why I'm asking is sometimes... like a frost might turn them black like that?
Yeah, no, there was no frost.
Okay. And it curls them. You don't see any insects, nothing on them?
No.
When you... Are they... Well, there's no leaves on it at this point. I was going to ask you now. But
right.
When you were to, like, move the plant, did anything... Nothing flew out? No insects, nothing?
No.
Okay. You know, sometimes it could be, wet feet. It could be underwatering. It could be overwatering. Are you in an area that had a good amount of rain this past summer?
Yeah, we had a ton.
All right.
And I actually did water them a lot, too. thinking that the more water I put on them, the better with the transplant, but maybe I overwatered them.
Could be, right? It could have an issue like that. So sometimes there's like a fungal disease that's there, that's present, that could be there versus an insect itself. Sometimes it's root rot, sometimes it's overwatering. It could even be like improper amounts of nutrients. So what I want you to do this spring is I want you to fertilize these guys, in the next week or two here. You can use a plant tone from Espoma, right? I want you to use that. And then what I want you to do is just watch on how it's watering. You want to make sure that there's no puddles that sit there on the regular, times of year. And this is right now you're seeing more puddles out there than not. So when these rainstorms, you can kind of see if water's just sitting there. If that's also the case, what I'd like to see you do is use some Love Your Soil or a fast acting gypsum style. You can use like they have some small bags out there that would say fast acting gypsum. To help break down some of the soil around it, make it so that the nutrients that are trapped will be released. But what it'll also do is allow the soil to go down a little bit, because too much water can cause this. And okay. So that, that could have some to it, but you have a new year, new outlook on it. So that's why we want to start early by fertilizing it. I might also look at, Natural Alternative has their protolizer. The protolizer works with the fertilizer. It's the probiotics for the plant and actually will help release some of those other nutrients and get to it. I think the combination of those two would really help it get over it. Now, if it wakes up and you're starting to see some of the black leaves again, instantly, in the next few weeks, I would be looking to use a fungicide on it. There's some organic fungicides out there, like a copper fungicide or a Revitalize. There's also the synthetic style, which is Infuse or Funganil. Either one of those, any of those would be fine. Up to you on which way you want to go. Just do realize that the organic only has a residual of like 10 days. So you're going to need to do it 3 to 4 applications every 10 days, whereas the synthetic is going to last, usually it can last about 30 days to 45, depending upon the product itself. So I don't think it's going to come out with dark leaves immediately. I think it's going to start fresh, and I think by fertilizing it and getting those things taken care of, it will help it. But in case you start to see, in case we start to have a very rainy, rest of the spring and summer, that's probably what's going on, is it's just overwatered.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
All right,
well,
Dave.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No problem. Good luck, and you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And you got about 15 minutes left to help you out with any of your gardening questions. If you have some questions, give us a call. Otherwise, we're just thinking about what we can be doing. And it was brought up, some of the different weeds in the lawn right now. We're seeing a good amount of the weeds starting to wake up. I want to remind everyone that anything like a clover or like a henbit that has those little flowers, we do not want to mow them when they're flowering if we're looking to remove them from our yard. Those flowers, that means it's going to be, those are going to get cut and then remove the seed pods that behind the seed, behind the flower, and then going to spread across your lawn. So you got to keep in mind that some of these things could just spread it. And just if you're looking to kill it, don't mow it right before. If you have a company that comes in and mows weekly, kind of let them know, hey, I don't want you to mow this spot. I need to spray it, or spray it, but still let them know. know, these are guys that are coming into your yard week after week or every other week. You want to make sure you tell them that you've used a chemical to kill it, right? A lot of these chemicals and even organics, right, need to be warmer outside and warm in the soil for them to be really killed, right? It needs to be about, for most organic sprays, we need to be about 55 to 60 degrees to really start getting the weeds killed, all right? So, you know, something to just watch out for. There is one product that we were talking about earlier, you know, the Weed Beater Ultra. That Weed Beater Ultra can kill weeds down to 45 degrees outside, right? And so it's, you know, right now it's 46 degrees. So this is an okay time. But a lot of these chemicals that we spray for weed killers, remember, it uses the sun. The sun is a benefit to these products. We want to have that sun because it helps dehydrate the plants, those weeds that we're killing. The sun will put that chemical, that organic spray, to where it needs to be on the weed and then help dry it out. You know, a lot of the organic weed killers, what they do is they break down the outer coating of the leaf, the actual plant. So it'll break down that outer protective coating. And then the warmer it is and the higher the sun is and the more the sun is on it, it will dehydrate the plant and remove the moisture from it, helping kill the weed. So remember, with these, yes, it is a chemical and it's meant to kill it that way by, you know, touching it. But the sun will help aid in that process and get it to where it needs to be. If done properly, some of these chemicals are just as safe as the organics. I'm not saying all chemicals. I'm just saying some. If it is done correctly, it can be used properly and still be okay. You know, back in the 80s, 90s, early 2000s, when it was just coming out, the explanations of these chemicals and what they do and a little bit more into it, you know, sprays like this weren't done cautiously. They were literally just kind of, the person who was spraying would take out the chemical on the back of the truck, have no protective gear on, have short sleeve shirt, shorts, no glasses, no gloves, just take that chemical, pour it into its sprayer, then put the water in it to mix it. The water would just kind of spray all over the place, get all over you, etc. And then go out there and spray and maybe have a mask. Now we've looked at it and said, hey, it's a chemical you're putting down. Let's look at this, how we're doing it. Use gloves, use protective gear. Then slow down when you're doing it. You know, don't let the water splatter everywhere. And then when you go and spray, don't spray into the wind. You know, that's one of the things that's caused a lot of in the past was when spraying was done, it was done at any time. And so you'd spray into a tree and the wind would take it and it would go everywhere. You know, so doing it at the right times, doing it the right way and doing it in a positive manner, in a protected manner, is a way to do any of these sprays, organic or non-organic, right? Some organics will take care of the whole thing, but if you just spray it all willy-nilly, it could affect something else. So just got to keep all those things in mind when it comes to spraying. Again, I'm not going to tell you which one to use, synthetic or organic. You know my thoughts on it. That's up to you. It's your house, your everything. But do it right and, you know, make sure it's taken care of. Now our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. 860-4261. And we've got about 15 minutes left, so maybe time for one call or so. So if you're holding out, you know, hey, give us a call. If not, we'll be here next week, like every Sunday, to answer all your gardening questions. That phone number that we have here is 855-660-4261. One more time, it's 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here, and we'll come back and wrap up the show. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm going to go right to the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Chris is in Bourne.
Chris, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
I have two questions.
Sure.
The first one is I bought some nice inkberry shamrock bushes at Mahoney's in Falmouth with a bunch of other stuff I love. I love Richie there, the man who says he's unbelievable. But anyway, I was wondering, can I plant those in pots? And then, I mean, I can plant them in the ground. I had a big septic thing done, so I can't plant.
Yeah.
Most of them, I can't plant anything in the ground, but there is areas where I can plant them. And then my second question is, I have like a 4-foot pump pipe in the front yard that I bought a pot that's like almost that size, and I want to plant a shrub in there that maybe climb. Like I kind of would like to get a climbing hydrangea. Would that do well in a because I bought some like really, you know, really good pots that are winterized. So I want a plant that would make it through the winter, and I was told, like I was zone 6, but somebody said I'm now zone 7A, but someone said you have to go 2 zones lower if you're planting them in the pot and keeping them outside. So I guess I would be a 5. Is that right?
Yeah. So I mean, the planting zone where you are on Bourne, I think recently got changed to you being a 7A. You are correct on that.
Yeah, Mahoney's told me.
Yeah, it changed recently.
Yeah, that was always a 6, but
Yeah, no, it just recently changed for the first time in a number of years. But you are definitely a zone 7A. There, so I would treat it as such. The thing is, when it comes to planting in containers, what I'd like you to really worry about is the overwintering aspect. And you can plant all of those in the winter months, in the containers, but it's the winter months that I get concerned about. And looking at it and to protect the containers by putting either mulch or straw, salt marsh hay around them so that there's that freeze-thaw effect doesn't happen, right? Because what will happen here is the frost usually goes into the ground or settles on top of the ground. But when a pot is exposed from the ground, it can settle around it, and it can get to those roots a little bit easier. Now, if you're taking care of it and protecting it with something, you're more likely not going to have an issue because of it. So that's why I would say it's okay to do. You just need to protect those containers in the winter. Now, some of those containers, you might be able to, the ones with the inkberry, if you could move those close to the house during the winter months and have one side protected, and then just cover the fronts, perfect. If not, do what you can to make sure that the freeze-thaw doesn't happen lower, because the root system's exposed, right? It's above ground, and so that cold can hit it easier than it would if it was in ground. The other thing is with the one to plant out front, I don't see why you couldn't do a climbing hydrangea. I think you would be fine there, and just protect that as well the same way. And you might, mulch up a little bit on the top of the container when the plant, for winter. Winter's the time that I would just be concerned about. The other thing with those inkberry hollies, spraying them in the winter months with a wilt proof or wilt stop to hold the moisture in during the winter is another benefit. But I see no problems with you doing it. It's just the protection after. If you can do that, have at it. If you can't do that, try to plant them in the ground if you could.
Okay, great. Because I bought a bunch of stuff at Mahoney's in the fall.
Yeah.
Because some of it was on sale. But yeah. I bought some beautiful Alberta dwarfs and all that.
Yep.
And they wintered fine. I bought the really good pots.
Perfect.
Yeah. So thank you so much, and happy Easter to your whole family.
Thank you. You as well. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's going to wrap us up for the day. Appreciate all the phone calls. Everybody enjoy your Easter. Happy Easter. Get out there. Plant something. Be good to each other. We're all we got. We'll see you later.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.